This is Raina Says, and we're having a car ride vent. Recently, I saw a meme where they said, women that are 30 years old and up, what advice would you give to women that are in their 20s? Now, seeing that I am 29 again, I technically did not have the right to even speak on this. But until I legally changed my year from 89 to 90, I guess I can still talk about this type of shit, right? Anyway, advice I would give to young women would be very specific to financial advice first. And I know that might not seem that big of a deal to you, but it is. And the reason why is because I feel like we missed this. And I think that financial readiness and financial awareness and wealth building skills are, it's just a huge area of opportunity for young women and young people, period. But especially young women. Because oftentimes, you know, especially depending on the culture that you're from, women feel this desperate need to have someone help them and make their lives easier. And I'm not saying that all women are that way at all, because I never was that way. But that desperation can make you have, you know, make bad decisions. So as soon as you get your first job, find out about their retirement options, their 401k options, which is very typical for businesses that are not non-profit. And immediately start investing 10% of your income. I don't care what they match you at. I don't care if their match is 3, 4, 5%. Get used to investing 10% the minute you start working there. This is your first job, your first real job in your 20s. Do it. And the reason why I say do it like that is specifically because you won't miss the shit. But once you start living a lifestyle that requires 100% of your paycheck, anything missing hurts. So get used to that 10% immediately. The first day you can do it, 10%. Then automatically have that other savings account where you can transfer money to it, you can have direct deposit going to it and you don't have easy access to it. Get that savings account where you save $100, $200, $300 a check. Now, if I'm going too hard, at least make sure you're saving at least $100 a month at the bare minimum. I don't care what's happening in your life. You should at least have $1,200 by the end of the year. And that savings account should be geared towards an emergency fund. So should something happen, you're not completely fucked. Okay? These are small little things that if you're in your 20s, I would ask you to do. If you already started living that lifestyle where you're dependent on that income, still do a version of this. Set up your automatic direct deposit to your savings. Set that 401k up. Start saving for your retirement. And the emergency savings is a first step. Obviously, I want you to be able to buy real estate. I want you to be able to invest in shit. I'm talking about the bare minimum basics, what you should be doing first, okay? Now, on another tip, when it comes to love and the people that you want to be with, when it comes to marriage and just the person you're in love with, really, really understand what your reason is for wanting marriage and make sure that it's a healthy reason for wanting it. Oftentimes in our society, we are kind of forced into thinking that our self-worth is based off of us being able to be married. And that is such a toxic, scary mentality where women are marrying the wrong men just so they can say that they're married. You know, women are just like, well, if he proposes to me, I'm better than you. If I'm a wife, I'm better than you. And that's just not true. So make sure that you're doing what's right for yourself and for the guy that you love or care about, but mostly for yourself. Do you really want to be married right now? If so, then have at it, sister, and enjoy that beautiful, beautiful union. If you're not sure, don't rush shit. Things are going wrong. If you're getting hurt, if they're cheating on you, probably not the best idea. Okay? So, those are my little tidbits. And the financial end, I'm all about that. But marriage is also a financial contract. And let me tell you, it takes about 5 minutes to get married and a long time to get divorced. So, you know, it's a life decision. So, take your time and do what you think is best for you. But don't let other people fuck you up. Don't let other people get in your head if they're not well-versed in something. And always remember to take advice for what it is. Advice. No one's telling you what to do. Okay? Good luck, sisters.